Good morning. It's March 20th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. The World Meteorological Organization's latest report paints a stark picture. 2023 has been the hottest year on record, a clear signal of the escalating climate crisis. This finding underscores the critical juncture at which the planet finds itself, with greenhouse gas concentrations driving temperatures to unprecedented levels. The data reveals that the global average near-surface temperature for 2023 soared to 1.45 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, significantly influenced by El Niño. Moreover, the ocean heat content has hit its highest mark in the 65-year observational record, with marine heat waves extending over 32% of the oceans. The situation is further compounded by the Antarctic sea ice extent, reaching a record low, and glaciers experiencing their most substantial ice loss on record in 2022 to 2023. Adding to the urgency, the European Union's Copernicus Climate Service reported that the 12-month period up to February 2024 exceeded the critical 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold set by the Paris Agreement, with temperatures averaging 1.56 degrees Celsius higher. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres's characterization of the situation as a planet on the brink emphasizes the immediate need for action. The WMO's warning that 2024 could set another temperature record, potentially surpassing the 1.5 degree limit, highlights the pressing need for substantial climate action. In response, climate experts and government ministers are convening in Copenhagen to push for increased efforts to tackle the climate crisis. This meeting aims to address not only the environmental challenges, but also the intertwined issues of inequality, food insecurity, and migration, stressing the urgency of a comprehensive and immediate response to these global crises. In a significant gathering at the US Air Base in Ramstein, Germany, defense ministers and military experts from over 50 countries are coming together to fortify Ukraine's defense against Russian aggression. This meeting underscores the global commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and the collaborative efforts to support its resistance. Germany has stepped up its support, announcing a new military aid package for Ukraine valued at approximately 500 million euros. This package includes 10,000 artillery shells and 200 armored and transport vehicles, marking a significant boost in military resources for Ukraine. With this latest commitment, Germany's total support for Ukraine this year escalates to 7 billion euros. The US, a key ally to Ukraine, continues to navigate the complexities of domestic politics to ensure ongoing support. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains optimistic, despite current delays in the House of Representatives due to Republican opposition. The White House is actively seeking to bring the legislation for further aid to a vote, hoping to leverage Democratic support to overcome the challenges. This international and domestic political maneuvering comes as the European Council prepares to focus on Ukraine's conflict and its support needs in its upcoming meeting. With leaders like Chancellor Olaf Scholz expected to address the government's stance, the conversation is geared towards empowering Ukraine to deter further aggression and pave the way for peace. In a striking operation near Gera, Thuringia, two Afghan nationals find themselves at the center of a major counter-terrorism effort in Germany. Ibrahim M.G. and Ramin N. were arrested under the suspicion of planning a terrorist attack on the Swedish parliament, a plot believed to be fueled by retaliatory motives against Quran burnings in Sweden and other Scandinavian countries. The background to this story is deeply rooted in the ongoing conflict between extremist ideologies and global security efforts. The two suspects, linked with the notorious terrorist organization ISIS, reportedly went beyond mere planning. They actively raised funds for ISIS, detailed their attack plans, and even attempted to secure weapons, signalling a clear and present danger not only to Sweden, but to the broader international community. German federal prosecutor Jens Rommel took decisive action, ordering the arrest of Ibrahim M. Deseden G. and Ramin N. Their alleged connections to ISIS and the steps they took toward executing a terror attack have led to their upcoming appearances before the Federal Court of Justice for arrest warrants and pretrial detention. This incident sheds light on the persistent threat of Islamist terrorism in Europe. Germany's Federal Minister of the Interior has underscored the importance of vigilance and proactive measures to thwart such attacks. The arrests in Thuringia are a testament to Germany's commitment to combating terrorism and safeguarding public security across Europe. In a shocking turn of events, three police officers from Charleroi find themselves behind bars, facing serious allegations. This story not only shines a light on alleged misconduct within the force, but also ties into a tragic incident that has gripped the nation. The officers in question are charged with a range of offences, from falsifying documents and embezzlement to breach of trust and engaging in illegal weapon-related activities. Among them, one officer is linked to a group implicated in a deadly raid in Lodelinsart, which resulted in the death of a member of the Federal Police Special Units. The raid, which also left two officers injured, has become a focal point of national concern. The fallout from the raid was immediate and deeply felt. Officer Jonathan, who lost his life in the line of duty, became a symbol of the risks law enforcement officers face daily. In response, a fundraiser was established to support his family, quickly gathering over €8,000 in donations. This act of solidarity underscores the community's appreciation and respect for those who serve. The incident has prompted a broader discussion about the increasing boldness of criminals in wielding weapons against law enforcement. It's a disturbing trend that highlights the dangers officers confront, pushing the issue of gun violence in Brussels to the forefront of public consciousness. The Minister of the Interior is expected to address these concerns in Parliament, reflecting the seriousness with which the government is taking the situation. Amidst this turmoil, the Charleroi police are doubling down on their efforts to combat the surge in gun violence. This commitment to safeguarding public safety comes at a critical time, as the community reels from the recent events. Meanwhile, other news from Belgium touches on a variety of subjects, from healthcare and labour strikes to sports injuries and political controversies, illustrating the diverse challenges facing the nation today. In a bold move that caught both criminals and citizens by surprise, French President Emmanuel Macron descended on Marseille to spearhead Operation Clean Sweep EEL, a massive crackdown on drug trafficking. This unprecedented operation mobilised 4,000 police officers with the aim to dismantle 170 notorious drug trafficking sites in Marseille and its surrounding areas, signalling a significant escalation in the government's war against drug-related crime. During his visit, Macron didn't just focus on the crackdown, he also turned his attention to the future, engaging in discussions about new development projects that promise to inject vitality into Marseille. This dual approach of combating crime while fostering development caught the eye of local officials and the media, underscoring the comprehensive strategy the president is employing to rejuvenate the city. The impact of Operation Clean Sweep EEL was felt immediately. In an unusual turn of events, the community manager of a drug trafficking group in La Castellane, a neighbourhood well known for its drug activities, issued a public apology to customers for the inconvenience caused by the police presence and announced a delayed opening time. This incident vividly illustrates the operation's disruptive effect on the local drug trade. President Macron made it clear that this operation is just the beginning. He vowed to sustain the fight against drug trafficking with plans for ongoing police operations, demonstrating the government's commitment to eradicating this menace. Despite the operation's success in making multiple arrests and seizing drugs, it also brought to the forefront concerns about international issues and social welfare, highlighting the complex nature of the challenge at hand. The crackdown is not just about law enforcement, it's about securing Marseille's future, especially as the city gears up to host Olympic events this summer. The operation underscores the urgent need to combat the powerful mafias that threaten the state's authority and maintain public order, showcasing the government's resolve to ensure safety and security for its citizens and international guests alike. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.